Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's WIP Afternoon Show. Ike Reese is there. I'm Spike Eskin, along with Jackie Baseball. We'll get to the Jackie Baseball moment, or no, Jackie Baseball Report is what we were calling it. Every day, we make sure we talk about the Phillies. Before that, I will tell you what the main thing we're talking about today is the Sixer season a success? If they simply win the Knicks series, which I say yes, everybody else says no. By the way, before we get to Jackie Baseball Report, the songs that we use at the top of the hour, are we cemented in those? Are they negotiable? Are we cemented?
Well, 4 o'clock is non-negotiable.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just asking questions.
I feel like 3 o'clock is kind of a staple at this point.
Okay. All right. I'm not demanding. I'm just asking.
We don't know with you.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Well, because you mean.
No,
deep breaths. You are in the past, you were demandy. And then now you're transitioning into not having to be as demanding.
Different guy.
Yeah.
Different guy.
Yeah.
They beat me to death.
Well, wait, I normally. Jack handles the 3 o'clock song. He's loved this song that's been there at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
I normally switch to 4 o'clock song once a year.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Got it.
It has to be, it's when something catches my eye.
Well, and I actually
my
think,
ear.
Or ear. Yeah. Yeah.
I actually think the 2 o'clock song was my choice.
Probably.
It's Rage.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Probably, yeah.
I thought Marks is a big Rage guy, but.
Dang. So.
Well, you can handle 2 and 5.
And then, okay. And then 5. Was this like another Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah, another Rage
song.
Against the Machine song. All right, I like it. There was one song I was thinking about driving in today.
Yeah, you are allowed to put whatever song you.
Yeah, whatever song you want there.
I feel like the 2 o'clock song should be the 2 o'clock song. I would keep that where it is. Maybe the 5 we discussed.
Okay.
So every day the Jackie.
Yeah, Jack, we stood up to him.
You guys acting like I'm some dictator.
Well,
I've been nothing but cool.
I know, but I can see it in your face, though. Like, you have to, like, try to,
what
like.
What are you talking about?
It takes effort. That's all I'm saying, is that it takes a little bit of effort.
I'm a freaking team guy.
Listen, you're changing. I'm just letting you know that it's going to take a little bit for us to adjust to you also changing in the meantime.
Jack heard me this morning giving away donuts to people on the street. Team guy.
Also didn't go the way you thought.
Didn't go the way I thought. But that'll be another story. So every team guy, not demanding anything. You okay. See, way I told Rod that there's something wrong. I was like, hey, can I tell you something?
Yeah, he said, I know this is how like annoying talent.
Yep.
But you got out in front of it. It's okay.
Yeah, got in front of it. So every day we will do the Jackie Baseball Report where Jack gives us a couple of big takes from either the game last night or what we have tonight. Of course, Philly's coming off of 6 straight wins. I will tell you during the Jackie Baseball Report while I need them to lose tonight. But Jack, what do you got?
It's time for the Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's how you know it's a segment. We got an open for it. So, first big take is that White Sox team might be the worst team in baseball history.
That rundown was like watching Little League.
Yeah.
8-year-olds in Little League.
Now, I will say, every high school baseball coach or like Little League coach who saw the first or third play get executed like that,
yeah.
I mean, they must have sent it to every single parent out there.
Yeah.
They put on their white New Balances. They got off the grill and they said, that's baseball. That's baseball. So the first thing I want to get to is this Spencer Turnbull, Tylan Walker thing might break me.
They can't let Walker come back.
I mean, he was throwing 88 miles. He touched 90 miles an hour three times in Lehigh Valley yesterday. Three times in the entire start. He got one whiff. One whiff. One. He walked three guys. He struck out one. And he allowed four runs in AAA. Meanwhile, Spencer Turnbull went, what, 6 1/3 no-hit baseball on Friday night? Looks the part. I just make Taijuan the long man or make him walk to San Diego if you want him to start. Like, I can't take the Taijuan Walker thing.
I don't want him in the locker room. I'm being honest with you. I don't even want him in the locker room. And Turnbull does not want to lose that spot. He's been good. It wasn't just a good start the other night. He's been good all year. And by the way, it's not just the numbers. Eye test on Turnbull. The stuff looks good.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. And it's only getting better.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Taijuan, like, it's not even to pick on Taijuan. Like, his arm might legitimately just be cooked. Like, I think we might be dealing with an Adam Eaton situation here.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, listen, the Phillies are in a difficult position. They paid this guy. We know money talks. So at some point, he's going to be back out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the question, is how long of a leash does he have?
Right.
Right? Like, that's the real thing. So now you know you have a better alternative. Maybe he only gets one or two bad starts, and then that's it.
Yeah, I think three is the max. I think three is.
Right?
My only concern with that, like, and I hear you, and I think they're going to do that, is, like, what if it does get Turnbull out of rhythm?
Then, you know what? Here's the thing. I understand what you're saying. I totally do. And it's not Turnbull's fault, but he's not the guy that they paid. So it's like when you're a backup player and you come in and you feel like, man, I'm playing well enough, I should still be out here. Well, that guy they paid all that money to, they're going to probably have him out there on the field and play somewhere. So I'm with you guys. Believe me, nobody wants to see Taijuan Walker. I'm with you. I'm just saying prepare for it because money talks.
Hey, guys, am I Taijuan Walker?
I was just going to bring it up. Spike Walker?
No, you're not Taijuan Walker.
No, you're not.
Are you kidding me?
Right. Yeah, you're like bringing an ace back. Yeah. Like, okay. You're like bringing an ace back.
Right. It's like bringing Cliff Lee back.
There you go.
Yeah,
all right.
We traded him.
Spurn New York, too.
There you go.
Bang.
Yeah. There you go.
Second thing I want to get to, listen, I know we're doing Ask Out Trout. Some people are on board. Some people are not on board.
Mm-hmm.
Johan Rojas betting 419 in his last 10 games. And he actually looks it. Like, he's making some hard contact. No longer a disaster at the plate, Johan Rojas.
When he hits it, he's driving it. Do you know what I mean? These are not just a bunch of lucky hits. It does look like he is in a groove.
Yeah.
Which I didn't think would ever happen, ever.
And this is just another reason why you all overreacting after a week or two of baseball, instead of trusting Topper, Kevin Long, Dave Dombrowski, trust these guys. They know what they're doing. And now Rojas is hitting.
Well, and you have to trust Hugh Douglas. Because Hugh told us very early that Johan Rojas is going to be a break.
He did.
Sometimes, does Hugh do anything for us?
Sometimes you hitch your wagon to somebody and you get a little lucky.
Yeah, I've been waiting on that luck.
Yeah,
I know.
You've had a famously unlucky wagon.
I take a 15-point game tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not even asking.
Tobias.
I'm not even asking for 25 or 30.
Nola pitched well the other day. He gave you something.
Oh,
he's one of your guys.
Yeah, Nola's miscasted. You guys are just haters when it comes to Nola.
Oh, he's shut down too. By the way, he's the only starter that allowed earned runs this week.
That's right.
It was only three, which he was fine. He was like, him going, like, the amount of innings this starting staff pitches is so much different than everyone in baseball.
Yes.
It's crazy. Like,
good.
Like, it is good. Yeah. I know it is good. Yeah. It saves the bullpen. You know, like, they had to use Alvarado because Pinto couldn't close the game the other night, which is incredibly annoying.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it made everybody get on me for tweeting too early.
It was your fault. Yeah. the bullpen was cooked. Like you said.
I felt it was safe.
It should have been safe.
It was 9-0.
I totally agree. And the final thing in the Jackie Baseball Report is that four spot in the lineup. Like, a couple thoughts on JT. Mm. So did JT have to play yesterday? Like, you don't have an off day this week. You already won the series against the White Sox. Are you running JT in the ground to beat the White Sox on April 21st? They don't have an off day this week. Like, Garcelle's played once. Just, like, I don't like having to play JT every day, especially when you should beat the White Sox without him in there.
And they would have beaten the White Sox without him in there. But what about JT wanting to play?
I appreciate it. But you also have to protect him from himself.
He's not 25.
He's 32, 33-year-old catcher at this point. Has logged a ton of innings the last couple of years. I would like them to manage the JT situation a little bit better. And I'm curious about the fourth spot in the lineup. Because Alec Bohm now leading the team in RBIs.
That's good.
And 1,100 OPS last week. I wonder if they make a switch there.
Yep.
He answered the call.
That's what Bomer does.
I said, what's a guy good at? He said, hitting.
Yes.
So I mentioned.
Love Alec Bohm, man. He's become my favorite. Bryce is an obvious favorite.
Really?
But Bomer has become, yeah.
That's your guy.
I like him over there,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, boy. That's bad for Alec Bohm.
Totally bad for
bad
him.
Bad news.
Yep.
So I mentioned I need the Phillies to lose tonight. So Jack does this thing when the Phillies are streaking that he will run the number of miles that the Phillies have won.
Right.
So they won five in a row. He ran 5 miles. Run six in a row. He ran six. I said, in solidarity, even though I can't run yet because of my hip, I will walk that number of miles. Well, as it turns out, walking 6 miles takes a really long time.
Yeah, really long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, my goodness, brother, yeah.
I was out there for like an hour and a half this morning walking. I can't do 7 or 8. So I think if they just lose tonight, they play 4 against the Reds, right?
Yes.
Just lose tonight, win the next 3, we're good.
So when you lose, it starts over?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So you want the team to lose so you don't have to walk?
7 miles. It's a long time, Ike.
You have to start at like 4:45 in the morning.
Can't you put your watch on Rebel and let him walk?
Oh, I could do that.
Not a bad idea.
Send him out? Tape the phone to his back?
Yeah. Let him wander.
Not a bad idea.
Not getting him back would be the issue.
That'd be the hard part, yes.
Nobody's going to want him. He's not. I love him to death. He's horrible around strangers. People will be dying to get him back. This mouse not working here. I was going to go back to calls, but I can't. Can you put them up for me here?
You want?
Yeah, for sure. Good. You want to check out what Herb's got today?
Let's talk to Herb. Herb, you're on WIP.
What's up, Spike-O? What do you say now, huh?
What up, Herb?
We got this big game coming up tonight. Now, they better win. Don't come home. Don't take that. Don't come down 95 unless you got a W. I'm telling you, I'm pissed. Okay?
All right.
The coach, you got to make substitutions. I hope he's listening right now.
Well.
Okay? Of course he's not.
No.
I ran into Kevin Johnson right before they left last week. I talked to him briefly at 11th and Patterson. He's down to just like the coach did, but he said, use my name, KJ. You can come to Camden, okay?
Ah, okay.
Because AMB, no matter what happens this year, tonight, the next couple days or whatever, AMB needs to go into it. 7 days a week working out, okay?
That's too much.
No, it's not, like Reese.
You listen to Herb. Picture of physical health compared to you. What do you know?
Work out on his legs. He's got to work out on his legs. He's got to work out on his upper back, his arms. He's got to get strong, man. He ain't doing it, okay? He ain't doing the way it should be. And there's quarter treatment. Kinds of treatments that he needs to do, and I talked about that to KJ. So anyway, I want to see substitutions tonight because there's guys on that bench. And B don't have to play no 38, 40 minutes a game. They should cut it down some. I want to see Bombay. I want to see a couple other guys
Hold
play.
Up. Who's you Bombay? Know?
That's we need these guys. There's a few guys. Nico, shoot the three.
Oh,
shoot
Batum.
The three. We
yeah.
need this yeah. guy early into the game. Can he make the three?
What about okay. Tobias?
So, Tobias. Show me something the first 5 minutes of the game, and if you can't get it done, I got to make a substitution. I'm telling you, that's
get
it.
Get him out of there. Yep.
I mean, you know.
Maybe get Bombay in for him.
There's guys on that bench that are better than Tobias Harris. But yep. And they showed it. They showed it without Embiid 2-3 weeks ago, a month ago. We need to get this thing rolling. Okay, we should have won this game because we were up 14 points in the first quarter. I watched the whole game up until the last 5 minutes. They should have, in the second quarter, they should have went from 14 to 22 that quick. If they would have been right and had the right players out there, they
Why didn't you watch the last 5 minutes of the game, Herb?
What's that?
Why didn't you watch the last 5 minutes of the game?
Because I had to go out and do a bus job up in Newton.
Oh, okay, okay.
I had to go get the bus. I couldn't be late for the job.
Yeah, I understand.
So I heard everything on radio.
Okay.
The problem, Embiid, needs to be down low. How many times have I told you?
Every year.
Last October. Stay down low and you'll get 35-40 every night. And if they try to come over and double you, somebody is going to be open for a three shot, okay, or whatever.
Hopefully Nick Nurse is listening.
Yeah. So what are we doing tonight, Herb? Are we winning tonight or not? Are we winning this game tonight?
I'm hoping that we can win this game. Yeah, I'm looking at Sixers by 7, okay?
Ooh. Herb, I think your turn signal's on.
Yeah.
It's been on.
Now, you got good ears.
Yep. Like, yeah. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate the call. Thank you, Herb.
Got good ears. No, that turning signal is from the 80s. We know what that's like growing up, hearing that damn thing.
Dude,
the question is how long does he leave it on for during the call?
It's been on for 15 minutes. There's no doubt.
Can you just imagine Herb just sitting there waiting to merge, but he won't do it until he's off the phone?
Yep.
And just the line.
People honking.
Yeah. And he's telling him, listen.
Listen.
I'll get there.
Hopefully Nurse puts Bombay in tonight.
Yeah, we didn't get that out of him yet. Who do you think he was talking about?
Well, Bamba.
Oh,
Mo Bamba.
You guys don't know how to translate, Herb?
No, I forgot Mo Bamba was on his team. I forgot. Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised. I'm shocked that Herb knows that Mo Bamba's on the team.
Exactly. Well, I forgot that he was on the team.
Like, Spike, who do you think he's talking about in this clip?
Nick Sirianni.
It's got to be Sirianni.
It's Sirianni.
Sirianni.
You don't know how to translate Herb. Yeah, you'll get there. You'll get there.
Sirianni.
You got to pick up what he's putting down.
You know, the thing about Embiid going... I know it was just Herb, but the amount of people I have to hear complaining about whether Embiid is posting up enough makes me want to...
Well, because it's annoying.
Rip my hair out. He posts up more than any other player in the entire NBA, and it's not... I'm sorry, it's not 1998 anymore.
Nah, I don't even want to see him posting up like that.
No.
First of all, he's way too skilled to just be a back-to-the-basket center.
He can shoot threes. I've always wanted him to shoot more threes than he shoots, which he's actually been shooting more since he's come back. Mm-hmm. He's that 15 to 17 foot jump shot his game.
Yep.
The whole back to the basket stuff is just it's not the way it works anymore. I understand what you're saying, but it's just he does it as much as he needs to do it. In fact, if there was any criticism I'd give of Embiid in terms of how he plays or his body, because he was mentioning Kevin Johnson. He doesn't mean the former son. He means the athletic trainer for the Sixers. I think Embiid should probably be 20 pounds lighter. You know what I mean? And less impact on those legs, because the whole bullying people has been less and less of his game every single year. Mm-hmm. I think if he was lighter on his feet, you know, the older you get, the less your joints can handle that sort of that sort of pressure. I think he should weigh less, honestly. I think it would be good for his future if he did. A lot of players, as they get older, get thinner.
Get thinner, yeah.
And I think that's something he should be doing. So, and, you know, Herb said they better win tonight. Make it, to be clear, I think the season is a success if they beat the Knicks, but they still have to beat the Knicks.
Right.
I'm not happy about this season if they lose to the Knicks. I don't want some hard-fought series. I just think if they beat the Knicks for this year, that is enough for me to call it a success. 215-592-9494. Oh, God. Euro John in Cherry Hill. Wait, on the topic, it says, get me right on. And, of course, Jack puts him number one.
That's right. He put me on because I told him it would be a good segue, because I keep saying, you know, Jokic, all right, he took 245 hooks this year. You know how many Embiid took? 27. All right? And in the playoffs, Jokic goes down low even more. And he took 23 shots since the Lakers' first game. 18 were in the paint. 18! Now, you keep saying, it's a jumper game now, this and that. But did you see the hook shot that Embiid tried with 245 left in the game? He bricked it. He bricked it because he's not mastering what he needs to master in terms of playoff basketball. All right? It's two dribbles. That's it. And back people down. And he gets the ground post. His face is up. He wants to dribble drive, right? He gets stripped. Or he's taking a 4-1-way jumper. That stuff doesn't work. I keep trying to tell you. The reason old Al Horford, the 6'9", stops him is because I know.
John, Al Horford, John, I'm just not going to let you do a soliloquy here. Al Horford doesn't stop him anymore. That doesn't happen anymore. He's had the best season of his career. Wait a minute. Hold up. John, you're talking about how he should score. He is the second player in the history of the NBA to score more points than minutes he played in a season. And you're talking about how he's not scoring properly. If there's one thing Embiid can do, it's score. And as far as the passing, like your boy Jokic, Embiid has a career high in assists this year. He's got 6 assists a game, and he's passing the ball better than he ever did. I'm not everybody can be a Slavic guy who passes the balls 1,000 times a game. I'm sorry, there's different players in the NBA, and Embiid plays different than Jokic does. It's not like every 7-footer shoots hook shots.
He was 8-for-22 last game.
By anybody with any skill wouldn't shoot a hook shot.
He was 6-for-17 against the Heat. He's 9 straight games under 50% in the playoffs. Don't look at Jokic's stats, because he goes down there in the post in the playoffs.
He does.
And you know what, John? Jokic doesn't have half of the responsibility that Embiid does on defense, because they knew Jokic couldn't play defense, so they went and got Aaron Gordon, who goes and does the entire job that Jokic has to do on defense, whereas Embiid has to do both. He has to do both. They are not the same player. They do not have the same role, and they do not play the same way, but they can both be good. Embiid, to be successful, does not need to play like Jokic. He just needs to play like the best version of Embiid. But Jokic does not have the physical responsibility of playing defense that Embiid does. It's just a fact. 8,000 Twitter DMs from Eurojohn years later about that Joel Embiid should be like Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic is a great player. Mm-hmm. He is one of the best centers I've ever seen play. One of the best players I've ever seen play. Joel Embiid is different. He is better at some things, and he's worse at other things. And that's it. And the way for Embiid to succeed is not to play like Jokic.
I will say this. It's kind of ironic, because Jokic's lack of athleticism almost helps him.
Yes.
He doesn't worry about, like, that's why he doesn't get injured. Like, he doesn't get the same injuries, because he's not as athletic. Yeah, he doesn't. His game is not predicated on athleticism.
He has that sort of economy of movement in that he just doesn't even move very much. You know, everything is vision with him. But that's one of his that is a skill he has that I don't think another player can just develop.
No,
you can get better at seeing the floor, but there is something natural about Jokic in the way he sees the floor.
And what happened with Jokic is that he was always had the ability to think the game, right? But he came into the league pudgy, out of shape, a guy who didn't have a lot of athleticism to him. And he's built his game on not having to rely on that. And now that he's gotten in much better shape than he was in his earlier days, he's still not necessarily athletic. His body just looks different. But he's built his basketball game on not relying on athleticism.
And by the
way, passing, rebounding, all those things.
And by the way, I would make the argument that Embiid has evolved his game to being less athletic as he does it. When you watch video of Embiid's rookie year compared to this year, it is a different person.
Oh, he's trying to do all
type
of crazy stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't do it anymore. That's why he shoots jumpers. That's why he is a different player. That's why he's not posting up every time and trying to muscle through everything. Yeah. He's not perfect. He is not perfect. And he needs to perform in the playoffs, but I just don't think playing like Jokic is the way to do it. So, the draft is Thursday.
Mm.
Eagles have the 22nd pick, of course. Now, you hear a lot of big boards, a lot of mocks, but the only big board you really need is the Spike Eskin YouTube big board. That's right. I don't watch college football. I do all my scouting on YouTube. I have scouted all of the wide receivers, and I have the top three wide receivers in the draft compiled using only YouTube highlights. Next on the Afternoon Show on 94WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.